Britain, France, and Germany warn Iran to not attack Israel. Meanwhile, U.S. sends nuclear submarine. By Oliver J.J. Lane on August 12, 2024. Which might sharpen the mind more? Trio of European leaders write to Iran, warning it will bear responsibility if it attacks Israel while U.S. takes unusual step of announcing deployment of a nuclear attack submarine. President Emmanuel Macron of France, Chancellor Olaf Scholz of Germany, and Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer of the United Kingdom released a joint statement on Monday warning Iran and its allies to stop launching attacks that jeopardize negotiations over hostage releases, a ceasefire, and the delivery of aid to Gaza. While the communication doesn't mention Israel by name, but the context is clear and comes as Israel itself warns of an impending Iranian attack in the wake of their killing of Hezbollah and, allegedly, Hamas leaders. The Times of Israel states the government anticipates a strike by Iran this week but that the situation is still fluid. In the warning to Iran, the triad of European states say there is an opportunity for a ceasefire and if that is missed, then it will have been Iran's fault. While the document doesn't go as far as issuing an outright threat, it does state Iran would bear responsibility for its actions. The Nation said, "We call on Iran and its allies to refrain from attacks that would further escalate regional tensions and jeopardize the opportunity to agree a ceasefire and the release of hostages. They will bear responsibility for actions that jeopardize this opportunity for peace and stability. No country or nation stands to gain from a further escalation in the Middle East." Meanwhile, the United States puts a real-life deterrent into play, taking the unusual move of announcing the deployment of a submarine, usually their whereabouts are a closely guarded secret, to the Middle East. The assignment of USS Georgia, a Ohio-class nuclear-powered guided missile land attack and special forces support submarine was announced by U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Sunday. Austin also ordered a U.S. carrier strike group around USS Abraham Lincoln to speed its passage to the region. Nuclear-powered carriers are capable of tremendous speed for ships of their size in an emergency dash, but would leave behind their conventionally powered escorts, it is said, although the exact top speeds of such warships is generally classified.